This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
This is your captain speaking, John Reagan. I've been sitting in this week for Vincent. You know, he's a farmer, and yeah, there's no end to the work that you need to do when you're raising a bunch of critters, and you just can't put it off. So I'm happy to help out, and it's also given me the opportunity to bring in some of the people that will be sharing the stage at the Hear the Watchman Conference in Dallas. And that's going to be March 31st through April 2nd. Their website is hearthewatchmen.com. I recommend you get your tickets now before they run out. It's going to be something else. And with me today is Derek Gilbert from Skywatch TV. He and his wife Sharon are going to be at the conference. And looking at what he's got to present, it's going to be a pretty good show. Welcome to USA Prepares, Derek.
John, it's my honor to be here. Thank you very much.
Well, we know you host Skywatch TV. Is there anything else you'd like to tell about us before we get into your subject?
Lifelong Cubs fan, finally vindicated after 55 years of on this earth last fall, so that's a good thing. It kind of came to this late in life. My wife was a very early believer. From as long as she could remember, she knew that the Bible was true, and her parents actually had to hold her back from making a confession of faith until they thought she knew what she was talking about. Me, on the other hand, even though I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior when I was about in the sixth grade, I never really understood what that meant. I'm one of those guys that has to see the evidence. I guess I inherited my father's engineer's brain in that regard. So when it took me until my mid-30s to really understand that the Bible is history, that it's true. And in our study of the Bible, a weekly online Bible study that Sharon and I do, I stumbled across some things in the Old Testament that made me ask some questions. Why did this have to happen this way? And that's what led to the book, The Great Inception.
And it's amazing, especially this age that we live in. There's so many things in the Bible that we couldn't understand before some of the science and technology of the 20th and 21st centuries.
Yeah, and archaeology has played a big role in this. And this is, I guess, the Lord sort of created me in a unique way. And I'll mention my wife again. I'm thankful for her because she's probably the only woman on the planet who gets me and understands the way I think. But, I was the debate team captain in high school for 2 years, made it to the Illinois State Championship Tournament 2 years running. Didn't do well at the state level, but at least we qualified. So that's kind of my mindset. I want the evidence, and then I want to debate and come to the truth of a matter. I want to establish my position on evidence. Now, we speculate on some things in the book, but I try to label speculation as such. But there's plenty of evidence out there that's been discovered, dug up out of the ground in Iraq, in Syria, in Turkey, Lebanon, Israel over the past 200 years. And, of course, the secular world is looking at it and saying, well, see, this just proves that the Hebrew Bible was copied from the ancient Mesopotamians. When, in fact, it's the other way around. You're getting just a different version of the same story. It's like getting two versions of a news story, one from Fox News and the other from, you know, Al Jazeera or something. But when you start looking at things that scholars know about ancient history, you realize that it supports the narrative of the Bible. It's just that that information never seems to make it into our churches. The other tract that has affected what we hear in church these days is that we sort of de-supernaturalized the Bible to the point where it's been washed out, and it comes across to many in the church pews as nothing but a guide for better living. You know, live your best life today, or just a long list of thou shalt nots. When in fact the Bible is an exciting record of a long war that's been fought between the creator of the universe and these lesser gods, and I use that word deliberately, who rebelled against him.
And, you know, along those lines, you know, it's surprising how the church basically doesn't pay attention to spirit. It doesn't really understand blood. We talk about the blood of Jesus, but because we've been divorced from doing things God's ways, we don't even process our own animals to understand that at a natural level. However, on the flip side, Satanists definitely understand the power of blood, and they use it and are performing animal and even human sacrifices.
Yeah, it's a real war that we've been deployed into, and most people are out on the battlefield with blindfolds on. I was in my mid-30s before I ever heard blood preached in a church, and was raised going to Sunday school every week, raised going to church every week until I got into college. Then I kind of fell away, but began attending again in my late 20s, early 30s. But it wasn't until my mid-30s that I began hearing any preaching in from the pulpit on the blood of Jesus, or on prophecy, for that matter. And so the Great Inception kind of looks at the nature of this long war, the significance of holy mountains from Eden to Armageddon. That's the subtitle of the book, Satan's Psyops from Eden to Armageddon, and lays out a prophetic timeline, a scenario that I think is plausible, that will involve a deception that I think will draw many Christians into it.
You know, I can relate a bit, too, on how, you know, the things that we're not exposed to in church. I was there in the Missouri Ozarks back in 2012 and went to the prophecy summit that was in Branson. And the only speaker that I knew was Tom Horn. And I followed him for many years on his transhumanism, which is the modern version of what the eugenics movement was a century ago. And there were so many speakers there, including a couple that are going to be with us in Dallas, L.A. Marzulli and Russ Dizdar. And prior to going to the conference, you know, I didn't really consider myself a spiritual warrior, but I thought that, you know, given a couple of battles that I'd been in, that I'd been to the front line. And after listening to Russ Dizdar, it's kind of like, well, I haven't been to the front line. It's more like Neighborhood Watch, where I took care of some trespassing and graffiti. It's a real war out there, and it seems like our churches are wide asleep.
Exactly right. I was at that conference as well. In fact, I conducted interviews with all of the speakers at that conference that were then added to the DVD set that was produced later. And that's been a real blessing, because over the last 5 years, I've had the opportunity to do that at a number of conferences and spoke to Russ, L.A., and many others, the late Dr. Noah Hutchings. That's really been an education for me as I've been trying to fill in the gaps of things that I should have learned years ago. But this dumbing down, if you will, of the church has been ongoing since the time of St. Augustine, really, who was really the first who began to take the supernatural aspect and the supernatural war out of the Bible. He had come out of the Manichaean heresy, where they placed a lot of emphasis on the giants of Genesis chapter 6, and maybe too much so. And as a reaction, I think, to his heretical beliefs, his previous heretical beliefs, Augustine rejected all of that, and he threw out the baby with the bathwater. As our friend Dr. Michael Heiser points out, and his work has been really influential on me, on Sharon. I know his book, The Unseen Realm, is highly recommended by Tom Horn, calls it the best book he's ever seen on the subject, ever read on the subject. Jews of the first century understood that Genesis chapter 6, that the Nephilim were not only an authentic part of human history, but that incident on Mount Hermon, where the Watchers came down not only to create the Nephilim, but to bring forbidden knowledge to the human race, was a key turning point in human history. That was a key part of the mission of Jesus, in fact, was to overturn and undo that evil that the Watchers had brought to Earth. And again, in Jesus' day, the apostles, and really any educated Second Temple period Jew would have understood that that was a key part of human history, and in fact was mainly responsible for why the world is in such a terrible state, why people sin. It's because of the sin of the Watchers on Mount Hermon, and that's why Mount Hermon is one of the eight key holy mountains that I include in the book The Great Inception, in looking at the literal war that's been taking place since creation, almost, between these lesser Elohim, these lesser gods, small g gods, and their creator, Yahweh.
And, again, going back to the 2012 conference, you know, that took me 2 or 3 months to just try and assimilate everything that was presented there. And, you know, it's kind of like realization after realization. And what really hit me, you know, after college, I spent 8.5 years as an Air Force officer, and I missed the warfare aspect, because Satan doesn't operate on a human scale. He operates on that spiritual scale that transcends generations. This is John Reagan with Derek Gilbert. We'll be back after this break.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433. 432-6433.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends like modern waterproof wood look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. Hurry, the spring flooring kickoff sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users, if you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
This is John Reagan at the controls today. We have Derek Gilbert from SciWatch TV. And before the break, I was talking about how Satan works on a different timeline. And why that's important to understand is when you start looking at what's going on in the world and you're trying to assess the situation, we tend to do it from our human point of view. And it also tends to be from our lifetime. And when you're fortunate enough to start moving beyond your lifetime, you start seeing bits and pieces. But when you realize the spiritual warfare aspect of this, and that it goes beyond, you know, the human lifetime, you start seeing more connections of how this all fits together. And you can spend a lot of time on that, and I don't recommend immersing yourself on that because there's more important things in life. You know, we're here to serve, and we do need an understanding, but if all we do is study, we're missing out the bigger picture. So Derek,
well, some are called to it. Some are called to it and some are not. So,
true. So where would you like to go?
Well, I think you raise a good point. And regarding the long time scale that we're talking about, one of the things that I noticed when looking at the the biblical worldview of the original Massachusetts colony was that when you look at time, the history, the timeline of history from a distance, you can see that there are certain things that happened specifically to achieve a particular end for God. And that kind of view is helpful also in, was helpful in the research that I did for the book, The Great Inception. You look at certain things that took place in history, and they had to happen in a certain way in order to achieve a specific spiritual goal. In the case of the United States, and this is not something I get into in the book, but you look at the first few centuries of Christianity and how the early church was persecuted by the Jewish ruling authorities, the Sanhedrin, but also the Roman Empire, until the early 4th century, where the enemy changed tactics and decided to corrupt the church from within. It was clear they weren't going to crush it from the outside, so they began to rot it from the inside, first by legalizing the faith of the Roman Empire, and then by making it the official faith of the Roman Empire. And once becoming a Christian became a path toward wealth and power, the rot began to set in. But you look at then the ability to travel safely across the ocean, which really wasn't developed until about the 16th century, consistently anyway, and that was the early 17th century when the pilgrims left England, first to Holland and then to the United States, or what became the United States. These certain things happened just at the time that they were able to achieve a specific supernatural goal. Jesus appeared on earth just at the peak of the power of the Roman Empire, when one could safely travel pretty much from China to Britain and spread the gospel pretty much to the ends of the earth. Had Jesus come earlier, such travel wouldn't have been possible. If Jesus had come later, after the Roman Empire fragmented and the barbarian invasions from the east and the north pushed in, it would have been much more difficult. Jesus appeared at the right moment in history to travel to pretty much all of the civilized world. The first possible date to travel to all of the civilized world and begin to spread the gospel of salvation. And again, all of history was working toward that moment, and then his future return. And again, The Great Inception is about the plans of the enemy. It's more than just Satan. There are a number of gods, small g gods, that have been active throughout history. We can't identify them by name for certain, but we can identify specific points in history and specific things in the Bible that God worked through his prophets and apostles to defeat their plans.
This is John Reagan with Derek Gilbert. We'll be back in a few minutes.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682, 1-800-591-1682.
Hello, Belly Flattening Helpline.
Hi, is this the number for the free trial of that belly flattening breakthrough, SomaBiotics?
It is. We're giving away free trials to anyone, male or female, who's over 18 and wants to flatten their belly fast.
I heard that SomaBiotics is so effective, it can actually cleanse pounds of sludge from your belly. Is that true?
Sure is. SomaBiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux, so you look and feel great. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day.
Wow, I'm glad I called.
If you're over 18 and want to flatten your belly fast, call now for a free trial of SomaBiotics. 1-800-957-5396. But hurry, call now for details while they're still giving these trials away for free. 1-800-957-5396. If lines are busy, try again. That's 1-800-957-5396.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep
it.
God, you're
take my when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
This is John Reagan sitting in for Vincent while he's out taking care of the farm. We have Derek Gilbert with us today. And while you were talking last segment, I was thinking about, you know, how Christians today are ignorant just of our own history here in America. the First Amendment was there to keep us from having a national religion, which if you were from Europe, you'd understand most of Europe was Catholic. And if you weren't Catholic, you were part of the Church of England, which is, you know, kind of a clone of that. And we also, we get into the Second Amendment, biblically we're supposed to be able to defend ourselves, and instead of hiring an army, you were the army, if your country was attacked. We've lost sight of that. And without that knowledge, you're just sitting there defenseless against the accusations that the left does. And we're playing right into the enemy's hands. And one of the saddest surveys I've seen is that 60% of Christians don't believe in Satan. And if you don't believe the enemy exists, if you don't know the enemy, you've already lost a big part of the battle.
Absolutely. And that same survey, which it was by the Barna Group in 2009, if I remember correctly, also found that a large percentage of American Christians don't believe that the Holy Spirit exists. They just consider it a symbol of God's love. So again, that's my contention, that we're in the middle of a long war. The Bible records this war, but that's not the way it's presented to us in most churches. Pastors don't believe it, so of course the average Christian in the pew is not going to believe it. And so we're in the middle of a battlefield, most of us, with no clue as to where the incoming fire is. Who's launching these rounds at us? It's difficult to work up a good righteous anger against the culture around us. So we don't know enough Bible to know what we ought to be angry about, or who we're supposed to be angry at. I mean, the Apostle Paul made it very clear in Ephesians 6:12. We're not wrestling against human opponents. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of spiritual darkness. Those are literal evil intelligences, supernatural entities who want to destroy us. And so once I began to understand this, which, being perfectly honest, was not until I hit late adulthood, it became kind of a no-brainer for me. I mean, why wouldn't you want to understand and learn everything you could about the entities, the enemy, who wants to kill me, kill my family, and kill everyone and everything that I love?
Yeah, one of the lessons you get being an officer in, I imagine, any branch of our military, is that you have to know your enemy. I also went through an MBA program while I was in the Air Force, and from the business side, it's know your competition. But it seems like we go to church and it's, do you know the potluck we're having?
Well, God is presented as, Jesus is presented as a sort of life coach. God is presented as a sort of genie in a bottle, that if you pray the right prayer, he is obligated to give you what you want. That is a completely inaccurate understanding, and I'm trying to choose nice words here, of our relationship to the creator of the universe. Yes, he loves us and loves us beyond our understanding, but he gives us what we need, not necessarily what we want, because our wants are often based on immature understandings and desires that really are not what's best for us. In the same sense that, a three-year-old, when given a choice of anything that they could possibly have for breakfast, will choose the candy instead of the healthy breakfast. Of course, many of us adults are guilty of the same thing. But the point is that what we want is not necessarily what we need. God is not obligated to give us what we want. And furthermore, there are entities out there that were worshipped in the ancient world as gods, who are actively trying to convince us of this incorrect understanding of God. There was a line in a movie, a popular movie from about 15 years ago, The Usual Suspects, that actually quotes a short story from the 19th century by the French author Baudelaire. The line is, the greatest trick the devil ever pulled is convincing the world he didn't exist. And here in the West, that's true. Now, if you talk to missionaries who go to Africa or other parts of the world that aren't blinded by science, they have a much more personal connection to the supernatural realm. They may not understand it correctly, but they at least acknowledge that it exists. A gentleman has become a friend of ours, a Lutheran scholar by the name of Reverend Dr. Robert Bennett, has written a book called I Am Not Afraid, which is based on his experience visiting the island of Madagascar and visiting the Lutheran church there, which is growing very rapidly. On his very first day there at a ceremony for one of the local churches, a woman, as they began to pray to open the ceremony, fell down at his feet, began screaming and thrashing and foaming at the mouth. And he asked his guides, what's going on with her? And immediately a group of people, lay people, ran up and began performing an exorcism on this woman. And he asked, what's going on? And his first thought, coming from Michigan and being raised in our technologically advanced culture, was that they were having a joke at the expense of the new guy. But then he remembered, wait a minute, we didn't even decide to attend this event until we were already in the car. We changed plans midway. They didn't have time to set this up as a joke. And they said, oh, well, she's possessed, and we're performing an exorcism to get rid of the demon. Does this happen often? Oh, yeah, all the time. Here in the West, we'd be likely, you know, calling 911 to get EMTs to the scene and take the woman off to a psychiatric facility where she could be doped up and you know, physically restrained. We've lost that understanding that we are in the midst of a battle. And in Ephesians 6, Paul makes it clear that the passages that follow, you know, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, talk about putting on the whole armor of God. And yet, like I said, many of us, and certainly our most popular pastors and preachers, the guys that men and women that you see on television every week, have watered down the gospel to make it nothing more than a guide for how to live in this life, instead of understanding we are fighting a war, and the consequences of the decisions that we make in this war are eternal.
And one of the things I did at the last Hear the Watchman conference, my talk was on the cost of ignoring God. And it explains how we've allowed ourselves to get in the position we're in. Because, you know, when I was doing all this research trying to figure out what went wrong, why did it go wrong, I would see, you know, just for example, our financial side. We don't do things God's way. You're supposed to get rid of the debt every 7 years, and when you do that, you don't get, you know, this monstrosity that we have that's going to destroy our economy. Then every seven of those cycles, you bring the land back together to get things to a, what would be considered, I guess, a normal level, and that gets rid of the inequity, because you don't get somebody that can just acquire everything and keep it. It has to go back to the various families.
And I would argue, John, that that is a part of the enemy. That is a plan of the enemy. You mentioned that when we allow ourselves to become absolutely defenseless in the physical realm, but also, I would argue, in the supernatural realm. But this goes all the way back to ancient Mesopotamia, ancient Sumer, the way God intended. And this is actually something I speculate on a bit in the book, The Great Inception, that God created us to, you know, go out and be fruitful and multiply and to work the land and provide for ourselves and for our families. And when you're doing that, anyone who knows a farmer knows, well, as Vincent Finelli, he's got to take time off so he can go work on the farm. I sang in a quartet with a farmer back in Illinois, and we knew that there were certain weeks in the spring and in the fall where Jeff was not going to be available because he's got things to do out in the field. When you're working a farm and trying to take care of your animals and make sure the crops are growing properly, you don't have time to try to lord it over anyone else. You just physically do not have the time to do it. But very early in history, and archaeologists know this, but of course they're looking at it from a strictly secular perspective. How does the economics of ancient Sumer develop, you know, lead to the development of their very advanced social or structure? They found that even in the days before writing was invented in ancient Mesopotamia, there was already a stratification of society. There was a class structure that had developed. We're talking 6,000 years ago in ancient Mesopotamia, what is now southeastern Iraq. There were planned cities with streets and neighborhoods, and they were all organized around temples. And, of course, these temples were to these small-g gods, these pagan gods, who decided to rebel against their creator and present themselves to humanity as gods. And it appears that there was a nobility that developed around those temples, because somebody had to tell the people who were out working in the fields, you know, you need to give X amount of your produce, your grain every year, to the temple in order to support the god. And those temple structures became bigger and more ornate and more elaborate. And the temple priests, the ones who spoke on behalf of these pagan gods, apparently, were the ones who made their office hereditary, so that certain families became the nobility and other families became the serfs, the peasants who had to go out and work in the field. And it was that division of labor. We had some that set themselves up as the rulers. That social structure, I think, was the work of the enemy, intended to draw us away from God's original plan.
This is John Ray with Derek Gilbert. We'll be back after the break.
My name is Lee, and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
This is John Reagan with Derek Gilbert today. You know, you were talking about food, and that's another thing. It goes back to Genesis when Adam and Eve were kicked out of the garden. There was a curse given to man that he would have to work hard for his food. And you don't have to go back very many generations that our ancestors had to work hard for their food, and they knew how to do that. But with the technology that came around, with the Industrial Revolution, and you know, even more so with the modern technology we have today, where they're even going to work at automating the farms, getting rid of people entirely, we've lost skill sets and knowledge for being able to raise our own food. And that's why when this next collapse comes, it's going to be so deadly. People don't know how to do things, and even those that do work in agriculture don't know how to do things without electricity and petroleum products. And there are some out there, you know, the Amish and, you know, people that live that type of lifestyle that know how to do it. But the vast majority, you know, to them, food grows in a grocery store. And, you know, I think it's deceptions.
No, I agree with you. I gave a talk on that at a church in the fall about that as part of a preparedness expo. It all stems back, I think, to getting us away from God's original design for humanity, the way we were supposed to live, even the roles that we're supposed to play within the family. But, you know, I was born and raised in Chicago, even though my mother was raised on a farm in the middle of North Dakota. She thinks it's pretty funny. I made it to the age of 50 before I knew what silage was. because, you know, you raised in a farm, you just know that's okay. That's, you know, this double leftover from the, we just, you know, feed that to the cattle once it's been, you know, allowed to ferment for a while. I had no clue. I used to joke with some Amish folk I knew back in Illinois, where we lived very close to the largest Amish enclave in the state, that I was going to camp out with them if things really hit the fan, until I learned enough to take care of my family and ourselves. We now live in a rural area where we're a little more, we're moving toward a little more self-sufficiency. I've got a long way to go. I flatly admit that if things were to break down tomorrow, I would be one who'd have to learn in a hurry a bunch of skills that I was never raised with.
And I also wanted to touch on, we talk about these little g gods of old. When I was in fourth grade and we started studying mythology and what's recorded, and I remember talking with another student during that time, and she was saying that, you know, this was fiction. And no, that's not what it is. Myth and legend kind of fill in the gaps of history where we don't have complete records. And it does give us insight into what was happening back then. And I see you're going to be covering that in your book.
Yeah, there are a couple of examples. One takes a little while to explain, and I don't think we've got time before the top of the hour to cover that. But the one I will point out that's a very prominent story in the Old Testament, in 1 Kings, we read quite a bit about the evil king of the northern kingdom, Israel. This is after Israel and Judah had separated into two separate kingdoms, Ahab. King Ahab, of course, was married to Jezebel, who was the daughter of the king of Tyre. His name was Ethbaal, which means man of Baal, Baal being one of the main antagonists, one of the villains in the Old Testament narrative. Baal was really a title that became a proper name over the course of history. It just means Lord, in the same way we say the Lord instead of Yahweh. They referred to the storm god, the Semitic storm god Hadad, as Baal, Lord. Well, the city of Tyre, during the time of Hiram, who was the king during the time of David and Solomon, made another god called Melkart, the chief god of the city. And the prophets of Baal that Elijah confronted on Mount Carmel, where 400 of them were destroyed in one moment, when God displayed his mastery over that Baal, that Lord, Melkart. Melkart was just the Phoenician name for Hercules. Elijah defeated the priest of Hercules.
This is John Reagan with Derek Gilbert. We'll be back after the top of the hour break.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.